If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
God.
And this is my episode, yes. Bitches.
Yes. Dude, can we get him some his guitar and shit in here one time?
Damn,
we have to do that.
You know what, guys? Let's just form a band.
Cause, yeah. Cause what are you going to do?
With the voice like
instrument are you going to play?
I'm not going to do shit. I'm the promoter.
You look like a triangle.
You know what he looks like to me? Huh. A flute player.
Oh, for what? Sure.
Yeah,
a flute player?
Yeah,
I did play an instrument back in the day.
What was it?
The trumpet.
Oh, okay, that would be my second guess.
Yeah. What, yeah. Did you play any instruments?
I tried to play the saxophone. It didn't last very long.
Because you thought it was a saxophone.
I want to see that.
You don't want to see that. It would be awful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, so what's going on, Justin? Is this your...
update.
Is it your update? So yeah, what's happening?
That's going on.
What's happening, Lean Machine?
Yeah. I had a really frustrating week last week, to be honest with you guys. It was...
Sick.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. It all started like Monday. I was just like feeling like dog shit. And, you know, my face, it was some kind of cold or something that was just nagging me all week. And so I still worked through it. I just basically kept my intensity levels down a bit. And so I didn't really lift as hard as I had the previous weeks, but managed it and just tried to recover as much as I could. But I still like... You know, that timeline is there above my head, so I'm just like, ah.
Well, that's
I can't just rest.
I'm not glad you got sick, but I'm glad we brought that up because a lot of people, we've gotten a lot of questions from people asking about working out when they're starting to feel sick. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should clarify that. When you exercise, now if you're fit, you definitely have a stronger immune system. However, when you exercise temporarily, you do depress the immune system because your body has to utilize resources for recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling sick, it's a good idea to not exercise with intensity, or you'll just push it. You'll go full-blown sick if you do that.
So. Right, because I actually – and so I was trying to have a feeler for how intense I could go without feeling like, you know, like I made myself worse.
Mm-hmm.
So the first day, of course, I pressed it a bit too hard. And then the next day it was just like, oh, you know, it was tough. But yeah, so I mean, I had that and I was battling it all week, but I still was soldiering on and trying to really monitor my eating more specifically through all that and hydrate. And then the weekend came and I had like two parties to go to and poker night with the boys. And
what do you do on poker night when you can't?
Dude, I was the Captain Boring over here. I'm like, I'll take a spritzer, and some celery.
Yeah, oh, that sucks. Adam got sick too.
I'm still sick, dude. You know what? I'm sick. Freaking! Well, you know, I have terrible allergies.
Well, of course you both sick. You were making out last time we recorded.
No, I'm super sick. I have allergies. If anyone has got allergies right now, they know how I feel right now because allergies. It's like, they're saying like this is like the worst it's been in years.
Do you know why it's so bad?
Why
the drought?
Mm. Oh yeah.
Apparently plants, because you know pollen is like plant sperm.
Yeah.
And when it's dry, they're just like, they're basically jizzing more than normal to try and spread out.
So that's why beautiful. I feel terrible. So my face has been jizzed all over.
You've just been inhaling.
You got bukkakeed by plants. You got bukkakeed by pollen.
I really feel like that, though. I'm not kidding. I walk outside and I can't fucking figure out.
What is swimming in?
Is it my allergies or am I sick? Which one is it? So I don't know whether I should take NyQuil or fucking Claritin. I can't make my mind up like which
both,
one it is.
Bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just taking everything up. And then on top of that, STD flares up the same week. It's like all 3 days.
Wow, like, that's Jesus. A trifecta right there.
That's disgusting.
I should just stay home.
I thought I had a bad week, man.
That's disgusting.
Adam, I feel your pain.
Right? I only missed 2 workouts. Where are you at, dude?
I didn't miss any, so where are you at?
Oh, well, looks like Justin won. Nutrition-wise, you made some changes? Or you're going to make them this week?
No, I pretty much stayed the course, but...
So what, 3,000 calories or something?
Yeah, like I was a little bit less than 3,000 just because I wasn't as high intensity. I don't think I was burning as many calories.
All right,
so I tried to manage that a little more on days where I wasn't moving as much. But yeah, I stuck pretty close to 3,000. And then this week is the onset of the dropping of another 500.
Boom, 2,500 calories. Yeah. That sucks.
That's the plan.
Yeah, no, this, honestly, out of all the weeks, and I know I say this, you know, this is the leanest I've noticed him for sure.
Well, you've known Justin a lot longer than I have.
Yeah.
And you made a comment when we were in here and he pulled up a shirt that's what it looked like.
I get my confirmation that way.
You said he looks leaner than he's ever looked.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
No, wow, that's good, man. No,
he and not only leaner than he's ever looked, but I mean, I can even because I would say that last week he was probably in some of the best you've ever seen him. But this week, you know, and I feel like that's kind of how it works, right? And this is, I mean, I go through this when I'm going competing, and you kind of have these ups and downs, and a lot of that has to do with, this is kind of a good topic. Is sodium and water intake and things that are going like that, and your body retaining water because you maybe be hurt or sick or whatever may be going on. So, or you might have taken antibiotics and so you hold on to stuff. So, there's a lot of things that really mess with people's heads. Like, let's say you're on your weight loss journey like Justin is, and he knows he's following the plan right, he's doing everything he's supposed to be doing. And then sometimes you do your kind of week check in, whether you're using photos or you're using the scale, and it's like, you see minimal to change, you know, and you're like, oh shit, you know, and people start to freak out, and that's where they start to get all crazy and switch things up. That's what always helps to have a coach or a second person, kind of your second pair of eyes, and tell you like, no, you're doing fine. And I feel, and then all of a sudden you'll have another week where you kind of push through and you stay consistent like Justin still did. And it's like, oh shit, now I really notice a difference. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, now if you look at you right now compared to you 2 weeks ago, I notice a huge difference between that, where maybe the last week I saw like a little bit of a difference from the previous. So, you know, you have weeks like that. And then maybe this week you see kind of a, you know, maybe it's just a little bit of a change. It's not. And then the next week after that, and it's just, it's all part of that. And the water game could be a big part of that. You know, people don't realize that. You know, water can sit in you like that for like 72 hours after you've intake. Like, let's say you ingest an additional amount of sodium, or like I said, you had antibiotics. All you have to do is drink 3-4 more glasses of water that you normally wouldn't drink, and you intook more sodium on that day, or something like antibiotics, and that could make your scale weight fluctuate anywhere from 1 to 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people don't realize that. And that's just water. That ain't shit. You know, you're not getting fatter. You could actually technically be getting leaner, but see the scale go up. And this is a big issue I deal with clients, which is also why when I coach people, I make them measure their water so I could teach them that and show them like, hey, you know, and sometimes they'll tell me, they'll be like, Adam, I don't understand. I went up in weight, and then this is that. And I say, okay, well, look at this. We had, you know, 0.2 more gallons of water, and you ate out your, you know, turkey sandwich. You ate it out somewhere where, you know, if you go somewhere like Subway or something like that, it's
much higher in sodium.
Oh, yeah, much higher, significantly higher in sodium. So that sodium is pairing with that water, holding it in your body, and it'll do that for a couple of days before it actually lets go completely. So, you know, that can make a big difference, and a lot of people don't realize that you know, that's why I always like to, you know, remind people, if you're eating clean, you're eating balanced, you're eating what you're supposed to for your body, and you're training, good things are happening. You know?
That's a good point. And, you know, you got to think about the scale. The scale tells you one thing. It tells you weight.
Yeah.
That's it. So, you know, you could lose an arm and lose, you know, 10 pounds. That's not necessarily the weight you want to lose, right? So scale doesn't tell you everything. Body fat tests don't necessarily tell you everything. You got to kind of look at the whole picture. Performance, how you look in the mirror, body fat, you know, testing, scale, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple other changes now. You're going to reduce your calories by 500.
Yeah.
Are you ending phase 3? Did you finish that?
So this is my second week of phase 3.
Okay, so yeah. So we're gonna go into 2-3 weeks, and then you're gonna go back to phase 1.
Right, exactly.
How fun that's gonna be.
Yeah. That's gonna be real.
I'm looking forward to that for sure. You know,
yeah, because that change, because then you go back to lifting heavy, to doing more of those strong, those power functional movements that you enjoy so much.
Yeah,
and then you see your strength.
Plus, just the point for, you know, the phase three. Like I wasn't really able to be as aggressive with that, you know, this last week. So I feel like I want to kind of, you know, make sure that I get that in this week and do it when I'm feeling up for it, because it was totally exhausting me. And,
Last week? Oh, yeah, of course.
It's exhausting. What an awful time to get sick, right?
That's what I mean.
Get like, sick right when I was sick. 12 to 15 rep supersets, and you got a cold.
Yeah. My face was just running, and it was bad, dude.
I think we should touch upon this. A lot of people are getting sick around us right now. I've got a few clients. There are a few things that have been proven to help you fight viruses. One of them is elderberry. I don't know if you guys are familiar with elderberry or elderberry extract. It's actually been proven in a few studies to help with especially influenza. Hmm. And it's important to catch it at the beginning of you getting sick. The next one is zinc lozenges. You don't want to take zinc as a pill, but you want to actually let it dissolve inside your mouth. And apparently the zinc prevents like the rhinovirus, which is the cold virus, from adhering to the back of your throat. So when you start to feel sick, zinc lozenges, elderberry, and you have a better chance of getting well sooner.
How do you feel about echinacea?
Echinacea is mixed, and I'm talking about in the science. Echinacea, it's mixed. Some studies say it helps. Others say it doesn't help. Vitamin C is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C, high doses of vitamin C have shown to help people who are under stress, not get sick. But if you're not under stress, it doesn't make a difference.
Gotcha.
So like if you're working out hard, it might be a good idea to take vitamin C pre-workout, 1,000 milligrams, to prevent that post-workout dip in immune system or to help bolster it at the very least. So,
what about the schnozberries?
Schnozberries? Is that from Willy Wonka? The schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Tastes like schnozberries.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. I don't. There's a lot of herbs and stuff out there that are purported to help. But then, unfortunately, there's not a lot of science.
I'm taking echinacea, mushrooms, and vitamin C right now. So I'm drinking the
mushrooms.
Yeah,
beautiful.
No wonder. It's like you're on the shrooms.
Not that, dude. It's like some. It's like
you have that 7 mile stare.
I gotta bring. I'll bring it into you. My girl's got me on it right now. She's just
cordyceps.
I don't remember what it is. Okay. I can't remember what it is. She swears by it right now. And I'm like, you know,
she loves like the homeopathic.
Oh, totally. Right? Yeah, no, that's the massage therapist in her. Like everything in our house is like that. I'm just like, give me the drugs. Like, give me whatever works, the real shit. That you know, I'm saying, I'll deal with the consequences later. And she's just like, no, this is so much healthier and better for you. And I'm like, all right, give it to
me. They actually did.
I'm gonna rub basil on your forehead.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They actually did a study on pseudoephedrine, which is in Sudafed. Because when you take that, it reduces it dries you out. That's why when you take Sudafed, it clears out your nose. They found that when people take Sudafed, especially in the beginning of a cold, it prevents the cold from spreading and or turning into a sinus infection, just because it keeps everything clear in the nose.
That's the go-to for me always.
Sudafed.
Yes. And it's all any
Does it gack you out, though?
No.
Does it make you hyper?
No, not really.
Huh.
You're not sensitive to stuff like that?
You know, I can't. Back in the day, when I used to live off of speed stacks.
I was just
going to
say, I think I drank so many speed stacks in my life that I actually have.
You killed the receptors.
I think so.
I can't now. Now, if I take Sudafed, I get a little squirrely. That's the word I like to use, squirrely. Where people are like, Sal, you need to calm the fuck down because you've had too much Sudafed. And they get all hyper trying to party and shit.
Well, that's what they used to, the meth heads use, right? Yeah. That's what you break
down. Oh, that's what I mean. It's when I take meth.
Lock them up.
It's when I take meth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to confuse. Yeah.
You can get a little crazy.
Fat burning. It's got fat burning properties. Yeah. Is your cardio going to change coming up now?
So I'm still doing the 10 to 12.
The hit?
Yeah, hit at the end of the workout. No, this not really. I'll probably stay the same.
This week he just dropped his calories right now, and this is going to be the first probably really because you had there last week was kind of
well. That's what I mean. Yeah, like I said, this is almost. I mean, it's not like I'm backtracking with it, but I want to make sure that I get that established this week for
So you're going to have him next week add maybe some steady state or something like that?
Right now, like he said, he just had a week where, I mean, I think him getting back to his third phase in MAPS and doing his 12-15 minute hit post-workout consistently and hard this week because he hasn't been able to hit it hard because being sick with the reduction of the calories, he's going to see plenty of change from that. And then the following week, you know, depending on what kind of change we'll see, will depend on how much steady state we do, whether it be 3 days of just 30 to 45 minutes, or we actually push, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. And really, you know, that'll be off of him and I talking about how he feels and what kind of change we see over this next week. I mean, the 500 calorie deficit with increased intensity and HIIT this possible week, I mean, he could drop down a couple pounds. And if he does, I don't want to push any harder than that. We'll keep that pace until it starts to slow up a little bit. So maybe even hold for another week and then introduce the you know, additional cardio.
Well, because again, we're trying to keep it as realistic as possible.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah, because he could do cardio twice a day right now.
Oh yeah,
and drop his calories down to 1500. We see 10 pound weight loss.
And, yeah. And this is something that, you know, I know we've talked about a little bit, but it's something I think we should continue to reiterate, is that. And it's the most common thing I see with clients, with the average gym goer, is, you know, they decide they have, you know, Vegas is coming around, they get this, and it's like balls to the wall,
yeah,
you know, to get in the best shape. And it's like cardio double days, training intensity, double day working out, like everything, starving their body.
Yeah, fasting and yeah,
they might drop 10, 15 pounds or get in the great, great shape before Vegas. But it's like as soon as they hit Vegas and they come back, it's like, whoa, it all comes back, and it comes back even harder. Because they've now got their body adapted to all that activity and that low of calories, and so it just slams their body.
But it also promotes muscle loss.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. So, you know, finding the idea is for us to, we want to see this nice, steady pace. And, you know, I was just talking to a client today who, you know, was like, yeah, man, I was freaking out because the scale's been the same, but he's like, man, I'm down 2 belt loops on my belt, but yet the scale, I don't understand that, and the scale isn't going down.
So, oh, that's beautiful.
I said, that's perfect. That means you have the perfect ratio right now, that whatever you're doing nutritionally, I'm like, you should hang tight right around there and continue working out the way you are right now, because you've got a nice ratio of you're dropping fat and you're probably building a little bit of muscle, and your body's pretty much holding the same on the scale, which is completely fine, especially if you notice a difference in inches like that. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, that's already happened to me. Like, I had my swim trunks on this weekend, and I went in the hot tub, and, like, they're the same size they've been, and, like, they're all nice and snug. Now they're, like, falling off. So, I definitely know I lost some inches.
You lost some junk in the trunk?
when I know I get crazy
probably
shredded.
Probably not in the trunk, but in the...
when I get crazy, and this is coming for you in the next couple of weeks, is when you start seeing your underwear, the elastic on your underwear isn't even like, it's like all loose. Like your underwear is loose, dude, like, because your waist has came in so much. Like it'll get down to that point where it's like, and that's when you know.
Unless you wear the really snug ones like I do. I like to stay aerodynamic.
Yeah, you might not know if you wear banana hammocks like this guy, it might not make a difference that much. If you
grapes on them,
it keeps everything nice and compact. So trigger sessions. Let's talk about that now. You were sick. Were you able to do them, or did you cut back on them because you were sick?
You know, I actually did more of them than I probably did on the compound.
This is
lifts.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I would tell clients to do, because it's low intensity.
That's what
trigger
I figured,
sessions
yeah.
are meant to be low intensity.
Yeah, I just kind of I adapted with that, so I just decided to keep them, and I probably did maybe 4 or 5 sometimes on a day, because I knew that I was just like, dude, I don't have the energy. I'm just going to hit it, and then stop, and then hit it, you know, a little bit later, and then I just kind of spread it out throughout the day.
I got a question for you. Do you notice the number one comment that I see that we get, and I'm sure you see them too because you're on the forum, with the trigger sessions, is you get like a little immediate boost of energy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice that?
A little surge of energy, uh-huh.
Yeah, because there'll be times when I'll forget to do my third trigger session. It's 8, 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to do it. And then I'll do it, and I'm like, up. I got energy again, and I'll stay up for another couple hours.
Yeah, it just stimulates everything.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
What about any other changes since you've been doing the program? How's your libido? No, this is a good question, because we get comments on this.
Oh, yeah, no.
People tell me that their libido goes up, especially in phase one.
I mean, yeah, but...
Are you horny?
Am I active on it? Yeah.
What's up, Courtney? Come on, step it up here. This guy's looking sexy as fuck over here.
Come on, dude. Don't throw me under the bus.
He's like, fuck. Edit that out, guys. I'm gonna get in trouble. So on that same subject, I noticed your right forearm has increased dramatically.
Boom. Gains.
Hey, how about running into anybody you haven't seen in a long time? Have you ran into anybody you haven't seen in like a couple months or anything like that? Has anyone seen you?
Not really.
If you haven't, bro, that's one of the best things you can. You should go out of your way to go see that aunt that lives 30 minutes away, or go see your buddy who you haven't seen in like 2 months. It's great for the ego when you're cutting like you are right now, starving yourself, feel like you're killing yourself. You know, let someone who hasn't seen you be like, hey, bro, you look good. You're like, oh, thank God. That feels good. I needed to hear that because I felt like I haven't changed.
Yeah, I could use that for sure.
Yeah, that feels great, bro. Let's be honest.
When you're at those parties, what do you tell people when they're all, because do they razz you? Because I used to hate that.
Come on,
you can just have one. What's the big deal? Yeah, blah,
blah. Mostly, like, it's the family parties that'll do that. Yeah. Or, like, you know, my family, like, they get upset because everybody's eating breakfast, and I'm just like, I'm cool with the coffee.
Yeah.
You know? like, I'm some kind of alien, you know? And, at the parties, I don't know. It used to be like that. Everybody would give me a lot of shit, and then...
Are they getting used to you now?
They're kind of getting used to it. Uh-huh. And I just end up walking over, like, I'm eating whatever I can, and, like, I always have something in my hand, so it's like...
So they leave you alone?
I'm always doing something, so they leave me alone. Yeah. That's really why I'm doing that. You know, I have something in my hand, so they're, you know, they're talking and all that. If I was just sitting there and, like, my arms folded, like, yeah, you know, they probably would rouse me up, you know, for sure.
You're gonna, you know what's crazy is, and I remember this, and I dealt with this with Katrina's family, man, the first year was, like... Probably the first 8 months, I'd say 8 months of dieting was such a pain, dude. Like, because their family, they have a big, big family that gets together for every reason. Like an Italian family. So I know you know this is like,
oh, yeah.
Like 3 times a week, there's like something. There's always a kid who's moving from 4th to 5th grade. There's always somebody's birthday. It's always an anniversary. Somebody's moving in somewhere. Something like, they celebrate everything, yeah. Right? And it's always great food and alcohol. You know, that's like the thing. And here I am on this crazy goal and journey to compete.
Did you have to bring your food with you?
Oh, yeah. Tupperware everywhere. Tupperware. And, oh, man, just giving me shit, bro. Just giving me shit and rub. Oh, my God. Rah, rah, rah. Just and bark. And to the point where they're, like, getting on to her. And she's, like, talking to me afterwards. And I'm like, see, this
get
is,
my cup, gang.
This is why I don't like going. I don't like going because I don't like getting all the shit. But then the funny part is once that 8 months was over and I got down to that where I was really shredded, it turned into this whole, like, the whole family wanting to know, like, well, can you sit down with me?
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, and then, like, people, now they call me up before I'm coming over, and I'm like, hey, could we, you know, what do you need us to make? Do you want us to make this, or should we have that for you?
Yeah.
We'll bring this dish ready for you. Like, and then everybody trying to follow what I'm doing. It's pretty funny.
You know what's funny, though?
It took a while to do that, you know?
Yeah. Like, I hate talking about nutrition anymore with anybody.
Me too.
I'm so over it. Like, because that's always on the forefront now. Because, like, look at you. What are you doing? Oh, yeah. You know, what exactly are you doing? Oh, I heard about that. And then they go off on this tangent.
I heard about that.
And I'm just like,
oh, you're eating right? I heard that before.
I'm like, dude, you don't even want to listen. Like, I don't want to sit here and pretend to coach you on it. Like,
so here's
I plead ignorant from now on. I'm just I have
the trick, bro, because I totally feel you on this. And there was a conversation that Katrina and I had because she thought I was like just being a dick. And I'm like, listen, this everybody, every family member, every friend, everybody comes up to me. They want to know, what are you doing? This and that. They want to talk about it. And you, just like you said, you get so tired of talking about it. So this is what I do is I'm like, yeah, I'll help you out for sure. We should talk about this. This is what I want you to do first. I want you to track.
3-day
tracking. I want you to know for 7 days, you need to write down everything that you consume and measure your water out. Bring it back to me. And then we will talk about it. We'll break everything down. I'll teach you everything you need to know. Okay. Nobody ever does that. Nobody that really cares. Unless every 10, 15 people, somebody who really wants to learn is really willing to put that work in to do that. They do it, and then I will spend that time with them. But other than that, like you said, being at a party with 30 people, everybody wants, you know, tell me what I need to do. Yeah. Oh, tell me what I need to do. Oh, this and that. And then it's like you tell everybody, nobody does anything.
Yeah.
It's like I'm so tired of telling people to do shit.
What do you think about CrossFit? Like, oh my God, don't ask me that. Yeah. I don't even want to get started.
Yeah. My family.
This is a fun party. You're ruining it.
Yeah. Track your food for 7 days, and here's my mind pump card.
I know. I need those on me just here.
Oh, bro, I do.
Go listen to the show.
Listen to episode whatever 15. Yeah. No, my family, they're just used to me now. They don't bother me anymore when we go to parties. They're like, okay, well, Sal's just going to eat whatever he's going to eat. And, you know, when it comes to like if there's like a communion or a wedding and I have to work out on the day, my wife knows I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. and go do my workout. Like,
get
nobody.
Your hustle on. Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be like a big issue, but now everybody's just like,
oh, no, that's how we are.
They're just giving.
The family is now like, they ask, you know, what time are you guys going to work out? What meals? But like when they're scheduling stuff, they'll schedule it now around us. But it took a year of
Mm-hmm. Training.
Yeah, watching us.
And seeing you actually get to that point.
No, you're right.
Otherwise, they would have naysayed you right after that.
Yeah,
because
right?
That's just how human nature is.
Even when I was kind of seeing some change, it was like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I needed to get to a point where it was like impressive, where they were like, holy yes. shit, like, whoa.
Exactly.
You're the most shredded person I've ever met. Like, that when I got that ripped, it was like, now it was like all of a sudden the gates yeah. open, dude. Like, I get this carte blanche.
I
also.
See why you did this.
Yeah, right. I get it now, right? So, and then now, but it's cool because now asshole, everybody is. Is really, really sensitive to it, and they're totally, you know, hey, whatever you want, whatever you're gonna do, you let us know, we'll bring that food, we'll do that, or if you guys gotta go to the gym first, or if we like, that's the other thing too, like there'd be times where, you know, we'd be at these events all day long, and I'm looking over at Katrina, I'm like, hey, we're gonna go, you know,
we need to go work out,
yeah, we need to go work out, or I need to go get it. I've only brought two meals, we've been here for 8 hours, you know, like I gotta eat again, I gotta eat something, you know what I'm saying, and then, you know, and when we first would leave, it would be this big ordeal, like, oh, there goes Adam again, leaving the family party, you know, I'm like, dude. Yeah. But then now it's totally different now. It's pretty cool. But it took a year putting up with it. So
well, you've got how many more weeks you got left now? Four?
About four.
Four.
Right?
Four. It's crunch time now. So 4 weeks. Follow Justin's progress on Mind Pump on Instagram. And are the program he's following still available? It's on mindpumpradio.com. Click on the yellow
big
button.
Yellow button.
Check it out. Follow along. It's the MAPS Anabolic Program with the Nutrition Survival Guide laid out for
that's
you.
That's on our, mindpumpradio.com?
Mindpumpradio.com. All right, still cool. There.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.